Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some place that you thought was lost.
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, it came. I need a man too.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. Got my man, Father Time, with me. Tell me, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Man, we just chilling, just chilling. And I guess we can, you know, safely say that that game's in the bag, huh?
What's the score?
I don't know. I was just saying, it was just like that game's in the bag.
Oh no!
Well, then again, I've seen miracles happen. Janine, what's happening, baby?
You can call me the Dick Whisperer. That's my new name.
The Dick Whisperer. God damn!
What?
You don't like that, Dick Whisperer? You know, like they got dog whisperers, horse whisperers. I'm the Dick Whisperer. I calm it down, relax it.
Well, Father, I'm not better to look at the Ghost Whisperer the same again.
Hey,
baby.
How y'all doing?
We good. I can tell you, hey, baby, let's watch the Ghost Whisperer. Goddamn, Janine, they got my head all fucked up.
All right, man, let's jump into this, man. Let me holler at you about something, bro. All right, you know my show back on Love and Hip Hop, right?
Okay.
And just let me ask you a question. Now, let's say you on a reality show, right? I'm pretty sure you can say what you want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? What you can and can't bring up throughout the show. That's got to be in their contract somewhere.
Okay.
Now, if you own a show, that means you're getting paid. Why would you want your business out there in the street? Like Scrappy and Stevie J with the child support. Them motherfuckers making thousands of dollars doing that show. How in the fuck are you $70,000 behind in child support, but then you putting it out there on TV?
What?
I'm not understanding that.
It ain't just no secret shit. It's been all through the media. So why not? I mean, shit. Why not exploit on it? I mean, it's probably a good chance that hell. If they let them do it, they might pay it for them.
Man, ain't no way, man. If I'm $70,000 behind, I don't want nobody to know that.
Well,
nobody.
Hold on. First of all, you got to look at, if you $70,000 behind, that means you ain't paid in about 20 years. Now, them being $70,000 behind is something totally different because they're in a whole totally different tax bracket.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, 70 G's is 70 G's.
Okay,
that's a lot of money. I don't care how much money you got. That's still a lot of money.
No, that's a lot of money to us. If I mean, and it's probably a lot of money to them now that they not making it. I mean, the only reason that they so far back is because when they went to court, they were how can I say this? Relevant. I mean, but now they're not relevant. But yeah, so that it's that down. But I mean, think about it, man. I mean, they live in a whole other world than we live in. You know, I mean, this is like Puffy and all them. That motherfucker paid $50,000-$60,000 a month for child support. To him, that's just like a drop in the hat. This is like, you know, he paying like us. I mean, we can pay it and we can still maintain it. And I mean, that's the way they was. So no, it really ain't no big deal to them. Think about it, man. The boy go to a motherfucker show and get $20,000 a show. Now you get $20,000 a show. Motherfucker give you 20 racks. You do what? 5 shows. That's $100,000.
Then pay your damn child support.
Well, I mean, you don't know the logistics of it. Maybe his thing is that she's doing some old foul shit.
You know, it's so easy for you to talk about child support 5 times. That is, you ain't
got to pay. Yeah, he ain't got to pay no more. He always want to bash the motherfucker.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, if I was on reality TV, it's certain aspects of my personal life I don't want to come out.
Well, then you don't need to be on reality TV.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure I can negotiate that in my contract. There's some things you just gonna stay away.
Okay, so okay. What's the big deal when everybody in the world knows what the fuck the problem is anyway? So why stay away from it? It ain't like shit, media takeout or whoever else can't find out this information. Shit, what?
I'm just saying, man, if it was me, I mean, I can do reality TV, but it's just some things, man, you just got to stay away from, man. You can't put all your shit out there.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you can't do it, then don't do it.
Yeah, because she could have gave out the information. It don't necessarily mean... You know, you don't know who gave it out. Anybody, they could have paid people for, you know, they pay people for information to give out information in courts and everything. So
right, but if I'm the star of the show, I'm like, we ain't, that shit ain't coming on the show.
But
it may be out there, but we ain't got to talk about it. We ain't got to exploit it.
Why not? I mean, what you going to go around? Look, dog, I'm going to tell you like this. Then your show going to get canceled.
Yeah,
because
somebody else
canceled.
Gonna pick it up. It's gonna be all over the news everywhere else. So why won't you just go ahead and exploit it then?
Right, shit. Why won't you hear from the horse's mouth? I mean, you sitting there with everybody. I mean, hell, I knew he was motherfucking. I knew that they was behind in child support before this season even came out. Hell, everybody did. So why all of a sudden? I mean, you gonna get on the show and not say nothing about it? Oh man, this old fake watered down ass show. Shit, I ain't finna watch this shit. This motherfucker ain't even talking about what I wanna hear. That's just the way the world goes. Motherfucker, world loves dirt.
I'm gonna change the channel.
Exactly. I mean, shit. And, okay, if I change the channel, then you ain't getting paid.
Shit, I'm $70 behind. Apparently I'm not getting paid anyway.
When you in the public eye, you don't get to turn yourself off. You just don't. You have to really be careful, you know, what you do and who gets your information and stuff like that, because everything is for sale.
Okay, man. If you in that public eye, you might as well embrace it. It ain't like they them millionaires, so they got to do what they got to do. Embrace that shit and move on. I mean, me personally, it wouldn't bother me. it wouldn't bother me if the, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. If everybody already knew right out the gate, everybody knew. I know I pick up the motherfucking Inquirer or Double XL magazine or all this shit and all this shit about Cash 70,000. Okay. Now, here come a reality show. Look here, man. We're going to pay you X amount of dollars, but we need you to talk about this, that number. Okay. Shit. So what am I going to do? Not do the show and get no money and go to jail? Or do the show, get some money, and try to get my ass out this $70,000 hole?
Well, I guess we can agree to disagree. I'm just saying. I mean, I understand it's reality TV, but I don't think every fucking thing has to come on the show. That's all I'm saying. Some things you just, you got to put all your motherfucking business out there like that. You know, because I'm pretty damn sure them motherfuckers got that shit in their contract where it's some shit that they just not going to touch.
Okay, now, and I'm asking you, how can you have a great show or a good show or a show that motherfuckers even want to tune into if everything is, I don't want to see you walking around your house all day doing nothing. I want to see the drama.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. I'm with that 100%. All I'm saying is certain aspects of my life is not going to make it to TV. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm telling you.
I'm not saying everything. I'm just saying certain things.
And I'm telling you.
Things that I'm uncomfortable with, I ain't going to talk about.
And I'm going to tell you, they're going to cancel your show. They're going to cancel it. You're not going to get. Dude, you ain't figured this out. The worst scenario it is, the better the ratings. Shit, they ain't gonna do nothing but replace you with somebody else who's willing to do it.
Fuck it, man. I just hang out with me and Benzino can hang out. Fuck it.
And that's why he's off the show.
I ain't mad at him. Put all my business out there, man.
Okay, but what a reality.
I'm a drug addict, I'm back child support. Just put it all out there.
Well, I mean, I can't put nothing out there that you ain't doing.
Well, maybe so.
So
I'm just saying, that's my take on it. I probably couldn't do a reality show.
No, you couldn't. Me knowing you, you couldn't do it.
Damn,
you could
right.
not. I mean, I ain't being funny or nothing, but no, because you're too much of a private person. So now you couldn't do a reality show.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think I could. We just can't talk about certain things.
See, that's the whole thing about reality show. Anything goes. And if you can't go with anything goes, then you can't do it.
No, I'm straight. Ain't no anything going in my house. Them motherfuckers would never be shooting in my crib.
Okay, so what? What would you let them show? Now, and be honest, what would you let them show?
I mean, shit, they could see how I live, you know, my day to day. But you know what I'm saying, my personal private shit. That's exactly what it is. It's personal and private.
Selena, what's happening?
Hey y'all.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
We're trying to see. Selena, can you do a reality show?
I could, but I wouldn't.
And your reason being?
Because I don't want my business out there like that.
Okay. Honestly. So now, in all aspects of it, you do know if you ever, let's just say if you signed a contract. Let's just say Sin City went to reality. And I'm like, well, Selena, I want you on now. Would you sign?
No.
Okay, I mean, I understand that. You ain't got to say no with no attitude, motherfucker.
Because I just told you no already, so I don't even know why you even say it again.
You know what? It's
too early. And motherfucker ain't on my birth certificate.
It's too early in the motherfucker show. So.
You started it. Shit.
Right, motherfucker. Anyway, no, my point is, okay, you saying you wouldn't sign. I mean,
yeah.
but on one hand, you said you could do it.
Yeah, I could. It would be entertaining, but And on my behalf, you know what I'm saying? It would be embarrassing. It would be entertaining to somebody else, but I would think it would be embarrassing to me in the long run. You know?
Okay.
Because like you said, everything is open. Ain't no, oh, I can show you this, but I ain't going to show you that. You in the public eye, you in the public eye. So, you know.
Exactly. So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, there's no sense of you even saying, well, let's just shoot this and we can't shoot
right.
that. You
right.
know, that and perfect example is old girl. They was finna kick her off the show.
Who?
Stevie J's old lady. Not his old,
oh, yeah.
his baby mama, Mimi. They was finna
yeah,
get her
she was
move.
Too born.
Yeah,
yeah and scrappy girl. And scrappy girl. That's why she's going hard on his child support. She a bogus ass big lip tramp. But
hold on.
He,
whoa, back up. They was going to kick Mimi off of what?
They was
going
to
kick
her
Mimi.
Off the show. They were like, you're boring. Huh?
She was born. She had
she
no purpose
boring.
Anymore. So then that's when the freaky movie came out.
Exactly. The Jocelyn, her and the Jocelyn thing, that died down. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like, okay, right. Jocelyn's still wild as ever. We can still use her, but
right.
shit, Mimi a fucking, she's a fucking maid. What the fuck? She's mm. not doing nothing. So they was finna kick her off.
Yeah.
They was finna kick her off.
Erica wasn't serving a purpose.
Exactly.
Anymore.
So she went hard on that child support shit.
Yeah, that's cold blooded. That's cold. That's crazy.
I didn't know none
of that. Support. Child support.
Right. This is what I was trying to tell you. If there's no purpose even going on the show if you're not going to go that extra mile.
Yeah. Because remember at the show when they was fighting and stuff and Scrap was like, he ain't want to go back. Somebody said they ain't want to go back. That man, that girl, that lady who owned that show pimped his ass right back to that stage to get embarrassed. I was like, wow, that's all she doing. She making some nice money off them. And I heard they don't even get paid like that. But that's all. What's her name?
Well, I checked into
I mean,
that.
They making a little something.
I checked into that, and it's like they're getting like between like 50 and 70,000 an episode.
Shit, that's a nice-ass change.
Okay, so now
episodes?
You... Hold on. Now, here's my thing. Okay, you think... that I'm gonna pay you that much fucking money, and you gonna sit there and tell me what you not gonna do?
Well, somebody ain't doing something right. Shit, if they on that owing child support, shit.
That's my whole point. Why the hell you can't pay your child support?
See, and once again,
well,
that's Selena. That's just like okay.
Well, we know what Stevie doing. He getting had in the motherfucker.
Yeah, but see, at the same time, you got to realize that they're not it. They can go a year, okay? They can go a year and be at 70,000.
Right.
I can go a year and be at 5 or 6 or 7,000 because I'm
mm-hmm.
not in the same tax bracket that they're in.
Right.
You know,
right.
You got to realize they look at okay, oh, you made X amount of dollars. Motherfucker ain't thinking, well, you done blew that amount. They looking at what you made. They looking at your gross income. Oh, you brought
mm-hmm.
in, $1.2 million. Oh yeah, you gonna pay
mm-hmm.
$10,000 a month, or
mm-hmm.
you know $8,000 a month. Okay, well, but now here's the downside about that is that well shit, my next album didn't go wood.
Well,
nah.
I mean, that part I understand. You can always go to court and get it reduced. But, you said they making around about 50,000 to 75,000 an episode.
Yeah.
You sure?
13 episodes.
Well, no,
right?
I'm sorry. No. That's what they making, like, annually. That's what they making.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean per episode. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, all right.
$750,000 an episode, you can't pay $70,000? Oh, that's all they make a year. And then I'm like, I knew they couldn't get paid that much because she still got her cleaning service, and then she did her little porn thing. That's why I kept on saying, what the fuck is they making up there?
Yeah,
well, I'm pretty
like,
sure they get paid for those appearances and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, shit,
at
what cost, though? Shit.
Yeah, but I mean, You know, I mean, they not finna pay them. I mean, you know, they not finna get no. I mean, that's what I said by mistake. I mean, it wasn't per episode, but it's like 50, that, like, for those 13
they
episodes.
They get $30 an episode.
Damn. But now,
that's all right.
you gotta think about it. Now, look at Scrappy. Look at Stevie J. Motherfuckers who ain't really been in the, I mean, Scrappy ain't been in the limelight time. But now,
forever.
I mean, it did boost his career back. I don't think your rap career would ever go anywhere again, but your name's still out there.
Right, kind of relevant again.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas, you know, because had he not did that show, man, that motherfucker probably be broke.
Right, Scrappy who?
Exactly. Yeah, Lil Jon. You talking about that little mother, that little big lip motherfucker you be with? You know, that's all he would be. But because of the show, you know, and come on, let's be real about it. Ain't none of us even really heard of Stevie J.
I never heard of the motherfucker until I saw the show.
Well, I
have. That was Eve.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I knew him as, is the one that put Eve's sex tape out.
Mm-hmm.
Punk motherfucker, you know, I got a thing for Eve. I'm like, how you gonna do my girl like that?
Is that him on the tape?
She don't know you. She don't know you guys.
That's all right, but when this motherfucker go nationwide, she'll know that I said, hey, she all right.
I didn't know they made a sex tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her first boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know her real dude.
Man, and he made a sex tape and he put it out. He put it out with her. And I guess that's the ironic part now.
And I also heard that she was the, she said she broke up with him because she walked in on the dude, I mean on him and some chick. And I heard it was Mimi.
Could have been.
You believe that?
Could have been. I mean.
Yeah, because she's like he said, Mimi was a sad piece, so how's she going to trip off an old girl?
That's what he said?
That's what Stevie told Jocelyn, but I'm saying Eve said that she caught him in bed with somebody. That's why they broke up, because she was like, what, 20, 19 or 20? And he was her manager and shit.
You know, the mama, they pass each other around like a joint.
Right, same stuff.
Like I say, I mean, it made him relevant again, though.
Right.
Me personally, I think I could do it. I mean, I think I could be a big enough asshole to pull it off. Fuck it.
I can see that. I can see me turn the channel.
Turn the channel.
Wow.
Man, you wouldn't watch me.
Here goes that up. Asshole. And me turn.
Damn, I fucked up. Would actually turn the channel for me?
Yeah, because I can only imagine what he got going on. Hell yeah. I mean, my brother's ears can only take so much of you.
Really?
Really.
Damn, boy. That hurt my feelings.
Yeah, now you know how it feels. It's okay. We'll bounce back.
Damn, you would actually turn the camera for me?
Yes. Because the first thing you're going to say, women is this. And I'm like, this motherfucker, let me change.
But see, that's the whole thing about it. If I could make you hate me enough to want to watch me every week just to hope in hope that something bad happens to me.
I wish that.
I mean, I'm saying everybody needs that bad guy.
Right.
Like,
but I'm not a big TV person anyway. I can't even watch that shit. I watched the first season, but I just can't. I don't even be into TV. Everything's just so fucking stupid.
I watch that shit faithfully. I love that fucking show.
I can see that.
Hey, I be watching it. Y'all watch the little midgets?
Mm.
The little people? I watch that shit, too. That shit be good, no. Motherfucker. Them little midget motherfuckers be, they got some drama.
No.
They be getting into it. They be fighting everything on that motherfucker, man.
That was creepy the hell out. I had nightmares watching them.
You sit there trying to do the little pole dance, man.
Yeah.
Which a pole dancing class?
With a regular pole or a little baby pole?
Right, because they didn't reach the motherfucker.
Oh, they got a regular pole.
They
be going to the
oh, man. That's child abuse.
Yeah, they, that ain't no damn child abuse. They're adults.
Are they childlike?
Oh,
they
dear.
Just little people, that's all.
That shit was okay. Hilarious.
But she, they be getting in on that motherfucker, boy. They got just mm-hmm. as much drum as a big ass motherfucker. A big person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, watch that shit. My wife got me watching that
out.
Shit. I watched one episode, been watching that shit ever since.
It be good. You see how they be hating on that one, the one that look better than all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Why she keep laughing?
They be hating like a motherfucker on that show.
Oh, goodness.
It ain't funny,
but you know the one girl that she a little bit taller than the rest of them, but she said they had put her in a.
Come
okay, it's not funny. I'm not
I need you to get this chair set.
They laid her in a bed and stretched her body out. She in Russia. She was from Russia.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
And they said because in Russia they didn't know what was wrong with her or whatever. And so her mama put them in this hospital, and they would just stretch them out and leave them laid out, stretched out like that. So she kind of grew a little bit taller than the rest of them, and she looked kind of normal, but she's still a little person. And so all the other little people be jealous of her.
And she the finest one on the show.
She is.
She is very pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Mm-hmm.
They be hating on her like a mutt, and she from Russia. That shit be good as hell, though. And the black chick on there, she always ready to fight.
Ain't that the
of
one
course. Why
husband?
Wouldn't she?
Ain't that the one got the black husband?
Not well. Yeah, the Russian girl, she married to the black dude.
Yeah, she married to that black dude, yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
I love that show, man. You should start watching that shit, man. Give it a chance, man. Give it a shot. That should be good to the motherfucker, man. That drama on that show would be a motherfucker, boy. I mean, everybody be crying.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking. Do you think that I can get away with you think I can do a reality show, man? Think we should do one?
I'm not doing no reality show. I'll be like Benzino. He gonna fire me after the first season because I ain't giving up shit. I'm keeping everything close to the vest.
They gonna throw your shit out there. They gonna throw your shit out there and watch you react on TV.
That'd be the only way they get me. That's the only somebody have to come up to me like, hey man, I read a media takeout. I might snap then. But I'm not going to volunteer no shit. My shit got to be leaked. Got to leak my shit for me to react.
Oh, well. I got to get this bread.
Hey, go for it, man. I'm too private for that shit.
I'm just saying. I mean, don't get mad at me. I just got to get this bread.
I ain't mad at you.
That leak got to come from somewhere.
Well, then we'd be like, what's the shady mom, Nico and Stevie J then?
Well, shoot, that means we finna get paid.
Yeah, but it's fucked up. You gotta take that ass whooping to get that check.
I ain't taking no ass whooping. That ain't happening.
You can't take me, so.
Oh my god.
You be like Stevie J. I'm Nico.
What make you think that I can't take you? We ain't kids no more, motherfucker. This don't work. That don't work no more.
Man, you can never take me a day in your life.
Yeah, all right, you can't.
Just like I can never take my brother, you can never take me.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
No, it don't.
You the little brother, remember? Little brother
nope.
Can never, ever win big brother. Ever.
Nope.
I don't care how many times you try. Just don't happen.
Nope.
Can Poon whoop you?
No.
That's my case.
Shit, he can't stay sober enough. So, I mean, that's totally different.
It don't matter. Sober or drunk, he still can't take you, right? You would ever lose to him, ever. If y'all got to fight for a week straight, until you win, you're going to keep fighting.
We're going to be some fighting motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. You can never whoop your older brother, man, ever.
All
right. It's just like, okay, Janine, you got an older sister?
Nope, I'm the oldest.
And can't nobody whoop you, can they?
I'm sure they wouldn't try either.
But that's my point. They know not to even try because they don't stand a chance. Selena, you got an older sister? Is Selena still on here? Oh, she must have jumped off.
No, she by standing out.
But yeah, that's the way it goes, man. I know I can never ever whoop my brother. Well, I probably can now because, you know, he got that fucked up leg. He can't run. You know, I could find his ass and start running. Shit, he can't run. That's about the only way I could whoop him.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, you can wish it as much, you know. I like that confidence in you. But, you know, it'll never happen.
I think I could do a reality show, but I'd have to quit my job first.
All you need is some type of internet sensation. If you can blow up on the internet, you get a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is figure out a way to blow up on the internet. And then somebody going to get, I mean, they gave Jenner a show. He turned into a woman. Before that, he was barely on the Kardashians. He was barely on that shit. He came out with that, now I want to be a woman. Now everybody trying to give his ass a show.
Yeah.
That's all you need, man. You just need some kind of little niche that can catch on.
Don't worry. It's coming.
You get your show, man. I watch your shit every week, dog.
People just got to realize that, you know, if you want something like that, you got to be willing to take the heat, though. So that's all.
Man, look here. I'm at the point in time where I don't give a fuck about the heat. The heat ain't going to bother me. The heat will not bother me. I mean, I'm just saying. Come on, man. I think if we just put everybody together, this show alone, if we can just get one motherfucker to just follow everybody. Man,
they bring in a caller. They bring in a caller, dog. I'm a little ways away.
I'm not bullshitting. This show will blow up tremendously. Selena.
Hi.
You done fed them people. Man.
Motherfucker, how you got the shit chat?
I'm just saying, man, I think we could, dog. Seriously, all bullshit aside. Selena.
Shit. If the money was right, though, I'd seriously consider that
what?
Shit.
Think about it. Now, with all the attitudes that we got on this show, man, just imagine if we put all them attitudes in front of a camera. I think we can get some national exposure.
That show will last 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I don't know. I think get all y'all in the room together, I think some drama will jump off.
It
will, because Cass, I know how to control his mouth.
You know what? That's funny. You know what? You just a negative motherfucker. You know that. 20 minutes. That's all you give. 20 minutes.
Hell, I'm negative when you ask my damn opinion.
You ain't got no faith in us, huh?
I do. I'm just bullshitting.
Damn.
No, she ain't. She's serious in a motherfucker.
Oh, no.
She's
not.
Fuck his show. Relax.
Fuck his show. Fuck him.
Huh? No, I think it'll be cool. I'll watch it. I wouldn't be on it.
But I'm saying, now, let's just say if you watched it. Now, you heard everybody. You heard everybody from me to Liquor Store. Liquor Store to Janine. I mean, now you hear these attitudes and the shit they say. Now, just imagine motherfucker putting this shit in front of a camera. Come on, man. You can't tell me this motherfucker wouldn't jump.
I'm pretty sure the jump. but I'm just saying I wouldn't be the one that I watch it though. They'll be expecting it. I'll be the good one. They're like, here goes some language, she's gonna be out, and then I'll be the one that be the peacemaker and shit, and you know.
We come to you third episode in. Sorry, Shalini, you're just too boring. Gotta let you go.
Like, I don't care. You already cut me a check. I'm good. That.
Come on now, you gotta figure. I'm the executive producer here. If you didn't read fine print, if you ain't pulling no rates, you don't get paid.
And I'm shutting every motherfucking thing down if I don't get paid.
Oh, there go our ratings right there. So as we told her she wasn't getting paid.
If I'm walking out there with microphones, ain't gonna be no wait ratings. I'm walking out with microphones, cameras, or somebody give me my damn money. That's how that's gonna go.
See,
how they gonna hear you, guys?
Oh, we gonna have an extra crew just to film you. You ain't gonna even know about it.
That's how you feel, huh? That's fucked up.
Yeah, they got a crew right there filming you right while you doing that shit, while you stealing and breaking shit.
I ain't stealing. I'm taking that shit so everybody can see he ain't give me my money. It's Selena's property now.
You know what? I'm surfing the net, and you know these little memes come up all of a sudden. You know, and this one just caught my attention. I normally just don't bring them up, but this one particularly caught my attention. It shows a woman with a black eye. And it says, your girl comes home with a bruise. She confessed she was cheating on you, and the guy she cheated on you with punched her. What's your next move?
Time. Well, and tell him yourself.
You
gonna
punch your
another
eye? That bitch,
you
got
something
back
to that eye. You got matching black eye.
You got a new pair of glasses.
Like, next time, duck, bitch.
I don't know how I would react to that.
Why would she even tell him that came from her tattoo? That'd be dumb. He needs to hit her in another eye and kick her in her fucking knee.
Exactly.
For being a snitch on herself.
Yeah, but at the same time, though.
The rule is that was the lie.
That's kind of tough, man. I mean, do you go approach dude for punching her? Even though she was cheating on you, she's still your woman at the end of the day.
She was his woman at the time he punched her, though.
Still,
I'm just saying.
You got a good point. Man, you don't agree on too many things, but you got a good point.
Oops.
Exactly. I don't think I could do it, dog. I do not think I could go protect her. I couldn't.
I had a friend
her.
Who did that shit. Oh, my God. She went home with a black eye, and I was laughing so hard in the black seat. She was trying to be cute and hit that boy about her dinner and stuff. So he beat her ass, and we dropped him off. She was like, well, what was you doing? I'm like, what I'm doing, that bitch laughing. You knew that shit was going to happen. And we went out to her dude after she told him. He said, what the fuck you want me to do? And I was still laughing. He was like, sweetie, where you was at? Laughing, her stupid ass. Shit.
What up on her? What did she do
because
to make him jump?
I can't really say because I got my babies in the car, but he performed a thing on her, and she didn't want to finish the rest, and she thought it was funny. And he walked past me saying, I'm going to whoop your girl ass. What I thought he said was, your girl got a fat ass. But when we pulled up, he was like, you thought that shit was cute and just got the welding on her. It was horrible. And I tried to break him up for, like, a few seconds, but that was a big dude, and I ain't want no heat either. So, shit, I just sat back and was hurried up waiting on that shit to be over with. That was on her. She knew what type of game she was playing and what type of dude she was with. Turn up high, I was so big for, like, a month. It was horrible.
That's fucked up. Carla, what's happening?
Yeah, it really is.
What up? What's happening? Who this?
Drew, dog.
What's up, Drew? What up, Pepper? Chilla. Hey, man, look here. We got to set something up, man, where everybody just, I mean, dog, it's like every time we keep missing each other. I had to run out of town this weekend, man. But I was like, damn, we would do this shit when I got to go. All right, Drew, check out the question. The question tonight. Oh, hold on one second. We got to call him. Call him, what's that?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Just defiant.
Yeah. Oh, damn. The prodigal daughter has returned. Damn.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We chilling. I said.
That's what's up.
I guess after the site closed, you just I ain't fucking with you no more.
No, I wasn't the site. It was personal things going on. That's all.
I understand. You know I got to mess with you. But hey, I was asking my man Drew. Drew.
Yep.
Let me ask you, man. Your old lady walk in the house and she got a black eye. Her side piece blacked her eye.
Yeah.
And she tell you that he blacked. He did. Well, you damn wiped your eye. He tell you he did it. What is your next move?
That's a good one. God damn, what is my next move? First, ask her why, you know, why did he hit her? You know what I'm saying? If she's being honest, tell me, you know, her side piece blocked her eyes, so I'm going to know why did he hit her? So why did he hit her? You got a scenario on that one, too, or is it just your eye was black?
That's
a hard one.
You're so understanding. Wow. You said you were asking the dude or you were asking her?
I'm at her. The dude, I don't know where the hell he is.
You still understand it. You got a brother.
I got two brothers. I'm just saying, I'm gonna ask her, like, why did he hit her? And when she tell me, you know, she didn't finish stuff he did, I'll be like, oh, shit. I mean, it's gonna take Jesus Christ to not be black or otherwise.
Right. There you go. And that's the answer I was looking for. Man, I do. I mean, just imagine. You sit there, you watching the game. She come in.
Yeah,
she crying. She screaming. And you like, well, damn, what happened? Okay, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I was fucking around with this dude named Jeff, and I was sucking. I told him I didn't feel like sucking his dick. He hit me in the eye.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I probably have to sit down for a second. Like, wait, you said what? Did you just say that you were sucking his dick and you didn't finish and he hit you?
You just tell her next time, make sure you finish. Now you learned your lesson.
You know what, dog? Oh man, I don't want to put my hands on her, but we will probably be like that flower and that weed when he got planted himself right next to her and start choking the shit out of her.
She's been crazy. Had two ass whoopings in one day.
Man.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on now. Let me ask my girl Define.
Okay, what's up?
Your side piece done popped you in the eye. You done ran home. Is you telling your dude what happened?
Hell, yeah, no, I ain't telling the truth. I just got into it with my baby daddy's girlfriend or some shit. I ain't telling that nigga. Somebody else got my eye black. Yeah, no. I ran into an altercation at the grocery store. Hell no. That ain't happening. He ain't whooping my ass, too. No, two ass whoopings in one day.
That's pretty much what the gist of it's going to be.
That's a setup.
That's pretty.
Right. Sometimes you have to keep the truth out the door. Down with the lie.
Hey, so what if he find out next week that you was lying? He find out the truth. Then what?
If he find out the truth?
Yeah.
Who gonna tell him? You don't. My mother always say, you don't tell me your damn self. It's either my word or theirs. You don't believe him before me.
Lie. I'm just saying, but the scenario is he find out the truth. Then what you gonna do though?
No, how he know it's the truth? No, I didn't tell him.
Exactly.
Somebody else told him the truth.
Okay, hold on. Let's just say somebody had a camera phone and they just showed him. They just sent him the motherfucking footage.
Okay, they must have called him whooping my ass like I whooped his girl ass. I don't know that dude.
I can't believe that.
No,
they
didn't get the part. They didn't get the part when I was fighting no girl. They didn't get that. Shit. Man,
I don't believe them lying ass eyes of yours, boy. That wasn't me.
Nah, I'm like, what dude? Right. Wait, yeah. You whooped his girl ass and he jumped on you like that? Wait,
yeah,
yeah,
I'm kicking ass. He a mad.
Well, you know my eye was so upset. My eye was so upset.
Right, I couldn't see who the fuck you were.
Oh,
did you pick him out in the lineup? No, I cannot.
Damn.
Got me about to go out there and get my ass whooped because you didn't finish sucking this dick. And then you lied about it. And you got me
I mean, come on, let's be realistic. Who is really, I'm like, well, who's going to be realistic enough to say, okay, I'm cheating on my dude. I'm just going to go home and tell him this nigga to pop me in my ass. You've been cheating all this time. Come on, let's keep it real.
That's true. Okay, so what if he hugged you? What if he get ready to hug and comfort you and get ready to kiss you and he smell a dick on your breath? Then it what?
What female is gonna live under her dude after she put her mouth on some nigga's dick without brushing her teeth?
You got a lot of them.
You better be popping. First of all, you better be popping some mints on the way to the crib, knowing damn well you're gonna be talking to him because he at the crib waiting to hear the shit. So you might as well be popping mints. Come on, you gotta think.
We keep them little bottles of Listerine in the car.
Yeah, them little Listerine strips and shit. Get the dog
well,
bottle
know,
in the
car. If you do that, I'm going to be like, why you just smell like Listerine in the middle of the day?
Baby, I had me a shot before I got here. I didn't want us to be all in your face with the alcohol breath.
Oh,
good. You out there sucking somebody else. Right. It's 2:30 and you fresh and minty? Oh, no, bitch.
Yeah.
I was so mad about getting hit in the ass, I had to get me a shot.
Oh, hell no.
Come on with all kind of dumb shit.
That's why we keep baby wipes. That's why we keep baby wipes in the car. Y'all know we ain't got no kids, no little babies.
Well, now you're going to have me looking at the truck and finding shit. I see some mints. I see baby wipes. Oh, okay.
Well, no, if y'all share cars, trust it ain't in that one. Oh, no. She ain't leaving it in the truck you share.
I wish
so. Listen, man, it's 100 women around the world right now talking about y'all fucking the game up. Them hoes talk too much on that show.
I ain't like that whole word.
You think we got quiet as hell, right? We got quiet as hell, look at me.
He's sorry.
Hey, my mama said you don't need what you go and what you answer to, so we all got quiet.
Sorry about what?
Huh?
You called him a hoe.
No, I said, you talking about the hoe word?
I called who a hoe?
No, you didn't call nobody a hoe. I said, my mother said that you only what you answer to, so we all got quiet.
He ain't got it yet.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
That shit went over my motherfucking head. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I heard motherfuckers call motherfuckers bitches and everything on this show.
Never.
All right, now, I seen something. I seen another one, man. I seen another one. And, Drew?
Yeah.
I got to call you out on.
You got to call me out?
Yeah, I got to call you out on this one. They said, and I, on the meme that I seen, it said that if you took a shot for every woman you had sex with, what would you be?
I now, said tipsy.
Now, come on. Now, hold on, Drew. Hold on, Drew. Yeah, I said tipsy. Now, ladies, we gonna do a poll. Now, it said fine, tipsy, drunk, or dead.
Sad.
Now, hold on, man. Hey, well, Mia, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. All right,
what's going on?
Hey.
All right, we finna do a poll on your man.
That shit didn't sound right.
A poll, man. God damn. go to hell, Savannah. Go to hell. Now, who all think that Drew would, I mean, if he had to take a drink for everybody he had sex with, who all think Drew would be just fine? Like, you know, that as one or two shots.
Man, we got quiet in church mouth.
Right. So let's just say who all thinks Drew would be tipsy.
I do.
Okay.
Come on, everybody's dead like him.
Shut up. Now, that's who all, how many of y'all think Drew would just be drunk?
Damn.
Okay. Now, how many of y'all think Drew has been and died from alcohol poison?
I mean, but why would you think that, though?
I'm sorry, Drew. Hey, man, you my man and everything, but, man, I was like, tipsy. He's a goddamn tipsy.
I mean, it takes a lot for me to get tipsy, though.
Oh, okay. I'm like, man, when I see Tipsy, I said, now this motherfucker, he's tripping.
I said, man, you heard what I said. What you want
me
to do?
Hey, weren't you
president
of the sex club?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, just because you run a club like that don't mean you're doing nothing.
Drew, I'm sorry, brother, but I do believe that you'll be in the plot right next to me. Man, you be side by side, two dead motherfuckers.
I don't know, man.
Now, all the time, what you think? You'll be what? Tipsy?
I'll be tipsy, man. I wouldn't be dead. I'm still living.
I'll be dead, motherfucker. I mean, think about it now. You had to take a shot for every woman you had sex with.
I wouldn't be dead. I'd
be throughout your life.
Yeah, throughout your life.
I wouldn't be dead. I'd probably be passed out though.
Man, them motherfuckers you talking about ain't nothing but liquor in his veins. He's no blood. He has no blood. His blood kind of zero. Somebody said they would be just fine. But okay, we don't leave that one alone.
I'll be a motherfucking vampire.
I said it. Shit. That's what you heard. You heard it from the horse's mouth. I'll be fine as one.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ed lied too.
Wow. Oh, I'll holler at you face to face, family.
There you go, man. You ain't gonna look here. We ain't kids no more. You not gonna keep putting your motherfucking hands on me, all right?
Yeah, all right. Please.
I feel like Day-Day. You ain't gonna keep beating me up when we in our 40s.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. Because you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that because you don't know for real.
I didn't say no name.
Be nice.
You just opened your mouth.
You don't know. You don't know, though. You could shut up.
All right, Define. Where you at? Define still on here.
I'm right here, yes.
All right, now. You had to, hey, what would you be? Fine, tipsy, drunk, or dead?
I'll be drunk.
So ain't nobody dying but me and Drew.
Right. Dead, dead, dead.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I put somebody in there with me. Mia, where you at?
I'm on
I already know. I already know Mia like shit. Rule number one in women code, I be tipsy. Go ahead. You tipsy, Mia?
She's fucked up.
She say fucked up.
Yeah. Oh,
y'all
niggas got me fucked up.
Damn, Drew, did you hear that answer, dog?
Man, I know the real answer. I just can't tell.
Oh, wow.
If you get on there and say that I would be dead, I will kill you.
You're going to wake up dead.
You will wake up dead.
Wake up dead.
What's the answer, Mike? What's the answer?
Oh, you be fine.
That's a great answer.
Great answer. Great fucking answer. I mean, shit. I mean, he said he might be dead, but he never said he was stupid. He ain't going to give you the wrong answer. Fine, baby. You going to be just fine. Lying dead motherfucker. Oh, what you say, baby? Nothing. Okay, fuck it. I guess I'll be the only one dead then. Fuck it.
Pretty much.
Well, you know what? I'm dying with a smile on my face.
Nah,
honestly, I can't say I'd be dead.
I
can't say that.
Nah, I'd be tipsy as hell, though. That's
honest, man.
So wouldn't it be?
Y'all saying this for everybody in y'all life?
Exactly. Everybody's just tipsy.
I'd be tipsy, but I ain't gonna be dead.
I mean, I didn't have a lot of partners. I just had a lot of sex. Do that count? I mean, it's
I don't know.
They say partners or, you know.
That's a good question.
He did a ratio of
tipsy and all that, one to two drinks. So I'm looking at it one to two, three to four.
Right, right.
I'm drunk.
Well, I mean, come on now. I
can honestly count on my fingers.
Can you drink a fifth and not be sick?
Yeah, I can. By myself. That shit ain't nothing. Yeah. I can consume alcohol.
The defense rest.
Yeah, I can drink it away too and be all right.
No.
You can drink a whole sip without throwing up by yourself?
Yeah, it ain't going to be straight. I'm going to have a chaser.
Here's the equivalency to it. It's like if you had a shot of liquor. You had a shot glass. You filled a shot up. You filled the glass up with a shot of liquor for everybody you had sex with.
I'd be out of it.
Oh, well, since you put it like that, I still won't be dead, motherfucker. I still won't be dead.
I won't be dead either, but I'd be fucked up.
Right, I'd be fucked up. Cat's going to everybody to die with his ass, little nasty.
Everybody
going to
die with me. Why you sitting there trying to be politically correct? All you motherfuckers going to be writing plots.
I ain't trying to be politically correct. I'm being politically honest. Sad. Unless you know something I don't know.
I know everything
now
you
watch
know.
Watch it. Huh?
I know everything you know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know shit. Like, I couldn't tell you if he was dead or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'll be a dead motherfucker. I'll be dead. I'll be a dead motherfucker. I'm gone.
Because I mean, and then it'll take a lot of shots for even for me to get fucked up and true at the same time. So it's like,
and
I can't win for losing.
I'm a big drinker. I can admit that, but I would be.
Oh, I know that. I know that much.
You know what? Go ahead on, get your business now.
You know I don't have a life. That's why I'm just don't have.
That's all right.
What you see is what she get. God damn it.
Me and Janine to be the me and Janine to come back to life, kill everybody.
You waking up dead for real.
Hell yeah.
We gotta die and then we come back to do some more shit.
Hell yeah, shit, fuck it. I'm just saying, man. I mean, goddamn, that's a lot. I mean, everybody talking about, ooh, I figured all the ladies would say they'd just be tipsy, but the fellas, Tama got his good lying ass on here. Ooh, I just be tipsy. All right, motherfucker, I've been around.
I ain't
been around
the question, man.
I've been around your motherfucking ass, but he just tipsy. Okay.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've been people or actual, you know what I'm saying? You can have one person that has sex with them like 100 times, but I'm thinking you mean people. You know what I'm saying? If you would have said, like, you know, what would you be for, you know, like, how many nuts you had in your life?
Right, shit, because I've been a dad 3-4 times, if that's the case.
Partner
as well, you know.
Okay, Tama. Do you wanna change your statement?
I wouldn't be dead. I'll be drunk, but I wouldn't be dead. I'm gonna live, man. I'm gonna live.
The stories we tell. And, but you know the part of this motherfucker acting like I ain't never been around. I've been around this motherfucker since I was 6. But he's trying to act like I don't know him.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, to drink yourself to death, that's a lot of motherfucking nuts, man.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of motherfucking nuts.
How many nuts you think that is?
A lot.
Look here.
How many shots you got to take to kill yourself?
Alcohol poisoning, brother. Alcohol poisoning.
Right, but I'm saying, you know how many shots you got to take to get alcohol poisoning?
So, okay, let me ask you this, dog. Let me ask you. With your number in your mind, the number of women that you had sex with, now, let me ask you this. With that number, do you think you could fill up a whole fifth bottle or more?
Of shots?
Yeah.
It'd probably be a little bit more. But I'm still gonna live.
Yeah, I got a keg working over this motherfucker.
Exactly. Now you got a keg. There you go. Now we telling the truth. Now you got a keg. Now you really think you could drink a keg of hard liquor without dying?
Hell no, I'd be dead.
Damn.
Here lies Drew, right next to Cash. Shit.
I'm gonna be on the other side of the graveyard, goddamn it.
God damn it. You can go wherever you want to, but you're going to be right there in that same cemetery. You in that same cemetery with me, bro. But I mean, his Father Time talk about, well, I'll just be a little buzz.
You said what?
5 years old. You talking about you gonna be just a little buzz?
I'd be a little staggering, just a little bit, a little staggering. You know, get that little lean.
No, you dead motherfucking on the other side of me. That's what you'd be.
No man, that's a lot of alcohol, man.
Do I gotta really pull up your resume? I mean, cause your show been acting real funny lately.
No, I'm straight, dog.
Yeah, okay.
just like the reality show, man. I'm private, dog. I'm private.
Hey, you forget.
Don't leak
you,
my shit.
You did go to the Marines, man. I'm going to rest my case at that.
He was asking the fool with them wives why the Navy men was gone on their ships.
I never did no wives.
Mm-hmm.
But I was 18 years old, so.
Never?
I did a lot of stupid things back then.
Man.
I never done nobody's wife.
Man, when they went to Saudi Arabia in 91, nigga, it was all over with.
I was in that nigga shit.
Them wives was in the club hard, and I was knocking them down like I was shooting the pistol. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
But yeah,
I'm laying out in this nigga bed, watching, looking at his picture and everything. He over there fighting for our country.
But yeah, and still, he's talking about he's not gonna be dead. Yeah, okay. All right.
What?
You see, just give a motherfucker a little bit of time. He tell on himself.
He gonna tell on himself. Now, I was just talking about when, you know, he said about the wives, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, you
I didn't know they was married, though.
You probably did enough wives back then to fill up a motherfucking keg.
I was only 19, 20 years old then. I wasn't doing it too much.
Come on, man. Come on. 19, 20, boy.
I just started having sex at 19. I had my first season at 19.
Wow, really?
I started late. Yeah, that's on everything. I started late. Nigga, I was in the sports. I was trying to make it. I was in the sports. I wouldn't think about no girl.
God damn, 19?
Yep, 19. I had graduated high school.
I had 2 abortions and a miscarriage by then. I repeat, an asshole don't.
He got kind of quiet. Like, he looked at me like, you motherfucker.
You can get your ass.
Nah, man, that wasn't going to do.
He wasn't going to get that.
Oh, no. Nah. We talking about fighting motherfuckers, boy.
We're talking about fighting. We're talking about get your ass.
Nah, shit, I ain't losing to that. No. Y'all gonna have to jump me in the whole crew.
The whole gate.
Y'all wanna throw some high ends? Get your ass
down. They gonna all hold you down.
No.
What you gonna have to do?
Look here, man. I seen a video, man. I wish I could find this motherfucking video, man, where it was these two gay guys. Now, like I said, and I keep telling everybody the same thing. I understand that they gay. I understand that they have feminine ways. But at the end of the day, these are men.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, like, I will fight a gay guy just like he is any other man on the motherfucking street. Because this is still a man. Well,
yeah.
the guy kept looking at them like they were women. So he like, I ain't finna fight no bitch. He kept constantly saying, I ain't finna fight no bitch. So the gay guy, yeah, so the gay guy was like, you wanna throw them high ends? Get your ass dusted. We can throw them high ends.
Was this on a train?
Huh?
Was this on a train?
No, they was in the parking lot. Remember, we had it on the old CNC site, and the guy, I mean, so finally, one of the gay guys ran up on him and he punched one of the gay guys. Well, one of the gay guys grabbed the motherfucker, had him in the front face lock, and the other one was just warming his ribs up. I'm talking about hitting him. I mean, giving that motherfucker. Motherfucking Boy Jones body shot. Just, I mean, he's hitting this motherfucker, man. I mean, when I say he was hitting him, man, I mean, you can see that dude was literally breaking down. Like, man, these motherfuckers, this dude is breaking my rib. So the police come, they let him go and they run. Well, the police arrest the dude. So everybody had to tell him, oh, that was two men. They were two gay guys. So, I mean, my thing was, see, he underestimated them gay guys. He underestimated them because they was gay. So I'm telling you now, if you're gay and you think that, yeah, okay, I'm
finna. Man, that's some strong motherfuckers, man.
You got
me. Man, I don't give a fuck how strong he is. I might get my ass whooped. But I guarantee you, it won't be no gay motherfucker with my ass. I guarantee you that.
You better not fight one of them motherfuckers.
The motherfucker ain't gonna win.
You gotta think about it. They take it up the butt on the regular. That's
I don't
extra
give
strength,
a fuck.
Baby.
He ain't whooping my ass.
Extra strength. I don't know, motherfucker.
He got strength like no other.
Then I seen this one where the dude got to fighting him. But, I mean, he was dressed like a woman, but they got to fight, and he had a little Daisy Duke song, and his nuts came out of his pants.
I saw that one.
His nuts came out.
Damn.
I was like, oh, Lord, that ain't no motherfucking woman.
Well, he was trying to put him back in while he was on the ground.
Yeah, he tried to touch his nuts back in his Daisy Duke. So I'm like, nah, nigga, they just slipped. It's a wrap.
Oh, hell no.
I know I saw that one.
I'm just saying. I couldn't do it, dog. I mean, I'm not finna sit there and I'm not gonna play with no gay guy. I'm not. I'm serious. I'm not gonna play with.
Hey,
you.
I'm with you on that one, bro. I ain't finna play with none.
I'm not finna sit there and be like, oh, he gay. He gonna get this little girl away from me. No, fuck that, motherfucker. You run up on me, I'm gonna bust your head with this damn bottle.
I would love to see that shit.
I would see it. Man, I swear to God, I'll smack a motherfucker with a fifth in a heartbeat, and I hope it's an 1800 bottle so that motherfucker can bleed.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Man,
I agree with you 100%, man. I'm not underestimating none of them son of bitches. Fuck that. How can you live up to losing a fight to a gay guy?
Right.
How could you? You know what I'm saying?
So if Terry Crews was gay, he came up to you and wanted to fight, then what you going to do?
Me and that motherfucker going to fight.
I got to shoot him. I'm shooting. I'm acting just like these teenagers. What my pistol? Fuck him. I ain't fighting nobody. I'm shooting.
Shit, Muhammad Ali Roper, dope. I'll just cover up and let that motherfucker keep swinging until he get tired. Then I'm coming back. Fuck that, man. I'm not losing no fight to no gay dude, man. Fuck that shit.
Look here, I'm going to tell you like this. My fighting days is over. I done fought enough that I done fought enough where any motherfucker know me know, okay, he ain't no punk. But, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not the type to go out and start no fight, but goddamn, man. And nowadays, these motherfuckers is getting too big. It's bad when the gay guy's getting disrespectful. Oh, bitch ass nigga. Did you just call me a bitch? Did this gay guy just call me a bitch?
Fuck that. I'm still not losing.
No, I'm not losing. I'm just saying. I'm like, I know I ain't got too much wind in me like I used to. So I'm going to tell you now, I'm coming with them hammers. I'm throwing bombs every blow. I mean, come on. We all in our 40s. I'm throwing bombs. I'm not jabbing. I'm not dodging and weaving. I'm dropping bombs.
Hey, let me ask a question. All right, let me ask the ladies this. How many of y'all actually know a gay guy?
How many what?
See, all of
them.
How many of y'all that actually know a gay person? Okay, yeah. Who said I do?
I do. I have a nephew that's gay.
I got two cousins, two gay dudes, and got four gay girls.
Okay, now let me ask y'all a question. Now, when a gay guy approaches another guy, that guy, the other guy usually gives off some kind of hints, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thank you. Yeah.
What do you do if a gay guy approach you and you straight?
They don't approach straight guys.
But well, I'm saying they pick up some kind of sense. They got some kind
they,
of sense.
They
to
call
say,
it something
to tell
called gaydar.
Gay.
They call it a gaydar.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they call it.
Okay, so if you're a straight dude and a gay dude approach you, should you take that as disrespectful?
I just think, hey, you tell him that you straight, and if he keep coming at you, then it get disrespectful.
Yeah, then I agree with that.
Wait a minute now. If you already know that you got the little gaydar, radar, whatever the fuck, and let's say a gay guy approached me. That means I'm giving off gay vibes to this motherfucker in order for him to approach me.
Well, no, because, I mean, some of them, that even if you're straight, I mean, they're still going to be attracted to you. You're nice looking, you got a nice body or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to test the water and see if they cross the line and they get across that line, they're going to run with it.
You got some boldness, though, that think they can turn these gay dudes straight to that.
Exactly. Right.
You cross this line, he had the point of no return. I'm going to tell you like that. You cross this line, he had the point of no return.
Some have that attitude that they have to be air brothers, though. You know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't have the type of attitude.
Okay, you telling me that I'm sending you gay vibes. That's how I see it. If you approach me, that's how I see it. Because somebody told me that them motherfuckers know if the other motherfucker's gay or not, and they know if they can approach this person or not.
Well, you know what, dog? In the sense of that, I mean, it's just like, okay. I mean, personally, I've learned not to be homophobic now. So if a gay guy gets past me, I don't have no problem with speaking. I don't have no problem with speaking, holding the conversation. I don't. You know, because of my nephew, I don't have that problem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but shit.
What's the difference between a conversation and flirting?
Yeah, I mean, but now if you cross that line, if you like, to what you feel, man, now hold on. Now, what Mia at? Mia, you still on here?
Yeah.
Now, we ain't going to say no names, but it was certain somebody who last day, they was like, y'all want to go out and have a drink? And I'm like, hell no. Who the fuck are you? You not taking me to the Snooty Fox. Not going to happen.
To the Snooty Fox.
Right, so I mean, but dude was cool as fuck. He was cool as hell. Never approached nobody. Well, not to my knowledge. Never approached nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was open with it. He was open with it. Shit, it wasn't like you didn't know. He was open with it. But you know what I'm saying? I don't even think he meant it. As like, you know, because he invited everybody. It wasn't just like, all right, you meet me at the club.
Right.
But he invited everybody. Me personally, I'm just like, I'm not going to the Blue Oyster. So, fuck it, nah. But I'm just saying, now it's the difference. Now, I've actually had a motherfucker to come on to me.
You so almondy. Come here, almondy.
No, the motherfucker, and I was, and you know what? I even go as far as say to the man, rest in peace, because he got killed. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I was working, I was coming out the back of a apartment, and he looked, and you know how you know I'm walking, and the door swung open. I mean, that's anybody, you know, anybody that, you know, if you see a door swing open, you going to look, right? You going to look and see, well, what the fuck finna come out this door? You don't know if it's a dog or nothing. So I look, and he comes walking out the door. I mean, flamboyant as ever. And he looked at me, and he said, you must like what you see over here. I paused for a second, and I was like, what you say? And I guess by the look on my face, like, oh, shit, this motherfucker. He was like, nothing. Oh, I didn't say nothing. And I just bust out laughing, like, this motherfucker crazy. I think that was, like, his demise, though. I think that was probably the reason of his demise, because he was so out there. He was like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck if you straight or not. I'm going to go at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't approach me.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got some to say, fuck it, I approach whoever, and you got some that's like, all right, shit, I'm going to stay in my, you know, I'm going to stay in my own way.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, hey, Mia, right there on Shady Oaks, motherfucker, that
mm-hmm.
you must like what you see. What? You? I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. And I thought that if I ever got approached, that I would just be like, motherfucker, I'm finna kill you. I just bust out laughing like, this dude can't be serious. Like, really, man, if you get your little ass someplace to go sit down, go head on that little fella. You know? But, I mean, you know, I guess he did it to somebody and they didn't look at it that way. And that was his demise. I just mm-hmm. personally... Me personally, I don't think that they. I mean, I think that if damn, I mean, Tommy, they said you gave off a gay vibe.
No,
well, shit, you could just be bending over and they think you giving up something, so it don't matter.
Yeah,
they just like what they see.
Right, and I think that I mean, hell, that's just like I'm gonna tell you, a gay person thinks just like any other human being. You know what I'm saying?
I was just gonna say that.
You know, I mean, come on, Drew, how many motherfuckers we didn't look at? I mean, she might have been over. You ain't say nothing to her, but you did think in your mind. God damn.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Like, it's just like saying something to a woman you ain't never seen. You think she's fine and go up to her and say something. And she, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, babe, what's happening? And she's like, nah, I ain't fucking with her. Is that disrespectful to her? Because we tried to holler.
Hell yeah, you shouldn't be looking like no goddamn woman when you a dude. just like that motherfucker on Fifth. You remember that motherfucker on Fifth with Barnaby?
Well, that was Barnaby's fault because that man didn't approach him. But Barnaby approached him.
Because he thought it was a girl.
Yeah, but he did. It wasn't like he approached Barnaby. Barnaby approached him.
I'm saying, though, but it's the exact same thing that Drew just described. He thought it was a girl, and he approached.
What,
it turned
I
out
mean,
to be a dude.
Remember, that motherfucker had hands like Hulk Hogan. You should have been looking. You seen it. I seen it. All Barnaby was looking for that one thing, that snappy, nappy dugout. He just found it. That dugout had a big-ass baseball bat up in it. But I mean, cause, no, I don't feel sorry for Barnaby on that occasion because I looked at him. I'm like, God damn.
Everybody had that same reaction because we
right.
saw the motherfucker from the
looked
back.
At him. God damn. Now, Barnaby seen him. Barnaby like, until you heard, you know, I get a pack of Juicy Fruit. Y'all, you heard Barnaby running out that motherfucker. Hey,
that shit was hilarious.
Hey, man, that goes down as one of the funniest moments I've ever seen in my life. But we all looked at the same thing. Now, how in the hell you didn't see that this motherfucker was a man? I had no idea.
Saying, man, you can't be cheating, man, tricking motherfuckers and shit. You
I
know,
mean,
just
but,
like when I be looking at these shows, like Maury and all that shit, the motherfuckers talking about, you know, we having sex, but I brought you on the show to tell you that I'm a man. How the fuck? You having sex and you don't know it's a fucking dude.
Oh,
how is
damn.
That possible?
Somebody please
explain that to me.
That's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, you need to be more specific. Y'all only had oral sex? What? Because you're not going to tell me that I just fucked him in the ass. Huh? Wait a minute. What's going on here? That was the first place you went after? The booty hole?
I don't understand it, man. We have
I'm
sex,
with you on
I'm really a guy. You know what I'm saying? Then these motherfuckers snap out and shit, trying to attack the motherfucker. But how the fuck you didn't know? How did you not know? It's incredible.
My thing is shit. Even if you is giving me head, I'm trying to reach down. I'm trying to feel something.
Right. Some titties or something.
No, nowadays you got to go a little bit farther than the titties. These motherfuckers
bro.
Get titties like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. Ass, too.
Right, so you got to go a little bit farther.
No, that shit is crazy to me. I remember I went to the gay bar, man.
Why did you do that?
I didn't know it was a motherfucking gay bar. I met this girl on the bus. She told me when I first moved up here, she told me she was going to take me to the club. I was like, bet. She told me it was called the 90s. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? We get to the club. I didn't even look at the sign. Big ass sign say gay 90s on it. I didn't even look
Wait
at that
minute.
Shit.
Wait a minute, dog, before you finish, Janine is cracking up, so she know what club you talking about.
She must have been there a few times.
Yes, I have.
Man, I went off up in that motherfucking, man, and some of them motherfuckers, man, I ain't gay. I ain't nowhere near gay or nothing, but some of them motherfuckers was fine and say, I can't even lie. They were looking like it was some fine-ass women, but they were straight-up dudes.
Yeah,
I had no clue. You know, it's dark. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got that skin-tight-ass shit on. I'm like, man, what the fuck? I go to play the pinball machine, and this is motherfucker next to me playing the pinball machine, and he talking to me. His voice darker than mine, deeper than mine, man. And he dressed like a woman. I'm like, what the fuck? So I asked old girl, I'm like, what kind of club is this? She said, it's a gay club. I'm like, well, why would you bring me to a gay club? They got good music and they got the best drinks. Man, I went and got right back on the bus, went right back to my sister's house. I cussed her ass out because she knew it was a gay club and never told me. I told her I was going to the 90s. Oh, have fun.
Welcome to Minnesota.
She didn't, she, you know what I'm saying? She could have been like, you know it's a gay club? Her reaction, have fun, laughing. Have fun. Man, I cussed her ass smooth out, man. They had a drag show on that, man. These motherfuckers, man, they look like straight-up women, man, in drag. That shit was crazy as hell.
Hey, you remember when Maury used to have that shit on Maury Parker? You had to get named if it was a man or a woman. I used to get that shit wrong every time. It's like, that's a woman. And that ended up being a man.
I've seen that show called
Hey, it make you feel bad.
I done made the wrong pick on that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, you be like, what the fuck is wrong with me, huh?
For real?
Motherfucker got titties and ass and everything. I was like, oh, hell no.
Actually, he had one of those on there last month, man. He had three motherfuckers come out there. And the motherfucker, two of them you knew was dudes. But that other motherfucker, I was like, that's a woman. That motherfucker say, I'm a guy. I say, man, get the fuck out of here. Some of these motherfuckers look good as hell, straight up. Straight up.
Yeah,
How would you react, dog? You kicking it with a girl. She bring you on a show and say she used to be a dude, but she had the sex change. Would you feel any different?
Yeah, I'm still fucking her up because you're still a man.
On national TV, she getting fucked up.
I'm swinging. I'm just a man. I hit a man. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Now, you can get me for assault, but you're not going to get me for domestic. That's a fucking man.
But they had to change.
It's still a fucking man.
He said they had to change.
I was born a man, but now I'm a girl.
So now I'm swinging. So when you say I'm born a man, I'm swinging. I'm telling you that now, Morton, man. That security shit. They better be on their toes because I'm coming quick. I'm throwing chairs. I'm doing every motherfucking thing. Dude, you done fucked up.
Shit, man, I love watching that shit, man. You can see some crazy ass shit on those shows, man. Like the who watched Steve Wilco? Anybody watch that show?
I'll be at work during that time.
Yeah.
Man, you should DVR that motherfucker, man. That motherfucker crazy. I mean, he be snapping on motherfuckers, man. I don't know if anybody ever get a chance to DVR, just DVR one of his shows. That shit'll have your ass hooked. You be DVRing that motherfucker every day. Because he got some real shit on his show.
Man, fuck Steve Wilco, big face man.
Man, his show is pretty good, man.
Man, fuck that bastard. He's a jackass, too.
He learned from Jerry Springer.
Right, that's all.
Nah, his show better than Jerry Springer, man.
Man, I done seen that motherfucking shit. You get the hell off my stage. Get your bitch ass on.
I can't wait for that shit, man. I love to hear him say that shit. Get the hell off my stage. I love that shit, man. That's some good shit.
Fuck you.
Y'all DVR that shit and tell me what y'all think next week.
I mean, you do know that they can by them signing the paper, they had a right to like alter the whatever the DNA is as far as the show goes.
What?
Yeah. Now after the show, they'll tell you like, okay, you know, we altered the DNA and now he passed.
I didn't know they could do that shit.
Yeah,
so you telling me them shows is fake?
Man, you thought all them fucking shows was real? I mean, do you?
I swear. Yeah,
you really
so
think
strange.
A mother? I mean, now you might have a few motherfuckers to go on there, but do you think every motherfucker gonna go on there? That's why you think, because they be trying to get their natural reaction. Like, just imagine if a motherfucker, you know you ain't did this shit, and a motherfucker say, you lied. What's going to be your reaction?
Well, okay, yeah, I guess. I didn't know they did that shit, man. I thought that shit was on the up. I ain't watching that shit no more. I thought that shit was on the up and up.
Well, you know what? I got a bridge. I got a bridge in Brooklyn I can sell, you know.
Oh, man. I thought Maury was on the up and up, man.
Why do you think any of them damn talk shows are on the up and up?
Shit, because they all learn from Oprah.
Oh, man.
Okay. You know what?
I'm watching my little...
You know what? On that note, we getting out of here. This motherfucker said Oprah.
Fuck it. Y'all watching Little People. They shit is real. The Little People in L.A., not that New York shit, the L.A. one. Janine, you seen the New York one?
No, I ain't seen that one.
They actually got a gay midget on that motherfucker.
Oh, they is doing
the most. They got a gay midget on that motherfucker. I ain't lying. That motherfucker is all outdoors.
Listen, all right, this is going too far. It's time to get the hell out of here. All right, Define, where you at, baby? Where you at? You still with us?
I'm right here. I'm right here.
You know how we do, man. You got any last words for us?
Yes, I do. I'm glad to be back with Steph City. Y'all is the love of my life. I love y'all, and I will see y'all tomorrow. Steph City, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Mia, where you at? You been quiet all night.
I'm here. Well, everybody was cool laughing with y'all and enjoying conversation on City City Radio. See y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Mia sound like she got a cold. Well, you back on giving it go. Wait a minute, I'm finna go to Drew. I know you got to get up out of here because you got to sweat that cold up out of her. So you got any last words?
No, man. Good show. I'm finna get on this website right now, Sin City. On Facebook, I'm finna hit it up.
Hey, Drew, like shit. Call me Mr. NyQuil tonight. Okay. Fuck NyQuil. I got this big quill for you. I got it all for you. Oh, shit. My damn Drew fool, boy. I tell you. Did Selena leave up out of here? She's feeding them old people. She probably
is. She must have.
Feeding them old damn people. All right, who, Janine, what's up? Any last words for us?
Yes, I have fun. And just so y'all know, come, you know, for your cold, that'll ease it right on down. Ease it right on out of you. It's good for your throat.
God damn. God damn. God damn. Baby, get ready,
goddamn.
Here I come.
All right, I'm ready. You get this out of me. Just come on with it.
Hey, Drew, you didn't hear, you didn't, Drew, you weren't on the show yet. Her new name is the Dick Whisperer.
Ah, okay then.
Well, y'all motherfuckers are crazy on this show. All right, dog. Yeah, that's first for us, man. That wasn't
man.
I ain't nobody did it.
Think so. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Sin City Radio Show, radioshow.com. And by the way, it's radio, y'all. We can't see y'all tomorrow. We'll hear y'all tomorrow.
Yeah,
hear
y'all tomorrow. Some of us will see tomorrow.
Everybody said, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
No.
He's online.
Right.
You'll hear us tomorrow.
There you go. He in his feelings today. Hey, we're going to keep this quiet, John. We're going to find him a dick whisperer.
He ain't gonna be saying shit after that. He gonna be calm too. All right,
y'all. We'll be back tomorrow, man. Same bad time, same bad channel. Sin City Radio, baby. We out this bitch. Peace.